And one of, I mean, my favorite, you know, songs of yours, Por un Amor.
Oh, my God, yeah.
From Balbon. Any memories of that recording?
Yes, I remember exactly singing it. I see the room vividly, you know. And it was also because before I sang Por un Amor, which was the first Spanish song,
right,
I was doing all the English music, you know, and I had recorded Confidential, which Marcelo Tafoya made popular with me, and Ramona and Little Girl of My Dreams, and Put Drums Around Me by Little Richard. And I had done that, and I could feed off of, you know, A Sunny Night on Confidential and Little Richard and Just a Dream by Jimmy Clanton. You know, it gave me something to work with. But and even when I sang A Little Girl of My Dreams that was written by Little Joe and Ramona by Jesse, my brother, brothers, I could feed off of the English thing. But when it was a Spanish song, which I had never heard before, and I didn't know how to approach it, you know. And I said, well, you know, what am I going to do here? Literally, you know.
Right, right.
So I said, well, here goes nothing, you know. Right, you know.
Yeah.
And I sang into it, and it, when they played it back, it's true. You know, I had heard myself in English, but when I heard myself in Spanish, I said, is that me? And that was the first time my identity came into being in Spanish, you know. And it was a lucky for me. Por un Amor was what really took Little Girl and the Latineers and Little Girl La Familia out into the world.
To the next level,
literally.
Right? Yeah.
You know, as the Latineers, we were playing locally.
Right.
It took us 100, 200 miles out in circumference, you know.
Right, right.
And then it took us further into the valley, into West Texas, and it took us to the Southwest, the Midwest, and that Por un Amor recording, man.
Would you say that Por un Amor is one of those songs of yours that if you don't play it at a gig of yours, you get some angry people coming up to them?
Yes, definitely. You know,
it's become your satisfaction to the stone. You got to play it.
and you know, it's an honor that they feel that way.
Right.
And I never get tired of singing it. And it's a challenge. Every time I sing that one song.
Right, right.
It's a challenge, man. Maybe because I was traumatized going into it. That how am I going to do this? It stayed literally psychologically stayed with me.
Right.
You know, I'm on my P's and T's, you know.
Right.
Every time I approach that song, even now, and even tonight. But so I do it, you know. But when I went to see an artist that I liked, mm-hmm. Chicago, for example.
Oh, yes, Chicago.
And I didn't hear my song. I wasn't mad. I was just so, like, it took the air out of me. Oh, my God. And I thought, I guess that's how people feel when they don't hear the song that they went to hear I recorded.
Right.
I could relate to that, you know.
But the flip side, when they do hear it,
oh, my God.
$1 million, right?
It's a million, you know. And I don't care if the PA is not up to par.
Right,
the guy's played it, and it's Chicago, and he's saying beginnings, know, and it sounded fabulous, even though the PA system went out.
Right.
Even that part sounded good, you know. Yeah, it's magic. You know, it's magic.